Hey, what's up? This is Jason Roberts for jane-finch.com. I'm here at Oakdale Community Center where Our Journey is taking place. And Our Journey is basically an event that's happening in the community to commemorate Black History Month. So let's go inside and check it out. So today I'm at Our Journey, which is a Black History Month commemorative event, and I'm here with Judy Wallace. Judy, tell us a bit about what's going on here today, who's here, and your role in the whole thing.
Beautiful. Hello, my name is Judy Wallace. I'm a tenant representative for Fir Grove and Needle Fairway in the Jane and Finch area. My role is to bring tenants and management together and also engage the community in social events. Part of our role is to highlight the community and the community's achievements, and we're doing that this month through African Heritage Month. A group of tenants have come together to show their leadership and have spent 1 month planning this event, and we're really happy to have it happen today.
Okay, so I'm here with Dwight Drummond, City News, famous face. Dwight, tell us just a bit about why you came out today and why you think today is important.
I came out because this is my community that I grew up in. I went to the school that's right across the street from where we're standing now, and so did my wife, mother of my little girl over there who's trying to hide from the camera. Hi, Kayla. But you know what? I even as I was growing up in this community, we were part of a Black History Club at Yorkwood's Library, and I know just having that understanding of where I came from you know, Africa to Jamaica to Canada, and that journey that people went through to allow me to be here today, I think knowing that helped me be a better person and helped me strive for some goals in life, because I knew how hard they worked. So when it came time for me to work hard to try to achieve my goals, I knew that I had it easier than they ever did. You know, and the goal is to try to do better each generation. And Black history is not only about history starting at slavery, it's about history that started in Africa. It's about this long journey that's brought us here today. And it's a proud history. And when you're proud of yourself and you know your roots, as Marcus Garvey said, that, you know, that's how the tree grows and that's how you succeed in life. I think that a lot of the problems that young people are having is because maybe they don't understand what people went through, you know, the people that came before them, their ancestors. And if they knew that and they knew that struggle, then they couldn't be wasting themselves now, wasting their time and not trying to achieve and do better each generation as we move forward in this world as a people.
What about the jersey? What's going on there?
It's the Olympics, man. I got my Jamaica hat in there, and I got my Canada jersey. I'm a Jamaican-Canadian. I'm just, you know, supporting my peoples. We're hoping to win some hockey gold, just like Usain matched it up in the Olympics. I'm hoping Crosby matches it up in the Olympics, in the Winter Olympics, so I can claim both. I can call all my cousins around the world and say, yo, you know, number one. It's Olympics, man. You got to represent.
Okay, so I'm here with Jojo Chinto, who is a keynote speaker, journalist, filmmaker. Jojo, earlier today, when you spoke, you were talking a bit about your experiences when you were at Ryerson and about the importance you learned of young Blacks basically having a voice. Can you talk a bit about your keynote speech today and why you thought today was really important?
Well, days like this, when we get a chance to kind of reminisce or learn about our history, is important for me because of the young people. We have people that don't know much about history because no one really tells us our history. It's not written about, you know, it's only lately that it's become, you know, it's in vogue. But I mean, we've been here since 1604. We don't know what happened to the people that were here before, what they did, but they did a lot. They made huge contributions. And I believe that when you know what has gone before you, you know, it kind of helps, it guides you to the future. And I'm hoping that the stories and the accomplishments of the young, the old, the Black people, the people of African descent that were here before, will inspire the youth, you know, to accomplish even more and make even greater contributions to this country we call Canada. Because a lot of us came here by choice, but there were people that came here that didn't come by choice. And they are the ones whose contributions need to be remembered. Because if it weren't for them, we wouldn't be here.
Can you talk a bit about your documentary? I know you recently you did a
documentary. I have two projects. I have a half-hour documentary called Black in Canada, the Obama Effect. Basically, what it does is that it looks at the Obama historical event in terms of our experience as Black Canadians. How does this affect us? I mean, why were we so inspired? Why did we cry? Many of us cry when we saw Obama being elected. Why? We live up here, you know, we don't live in the States.
Right.
So we talk about the common experience between Blacks in the States and Blacks in Canada, and the common heritage, and how Obama's victory and experience, you know, inspires us all. Just as anybody who's accomplished, you know, especially if it's a person of color, because we don't have too many heroes that we know of, even though they're there. One of the things I like to do is show you that we have real serious heroes who have made huge contributions, and we can look to them for direction to where we go in the future. And for me, that's very important. Now, the second project is called Outstanding Canadians. It profiles 24 people of color across Canada, from Vancouver to Nova Scotia. People who've made contributions in the past and are still making contributions. So you have historic figures and you have current community workers and people never heard of, but they're making, they're affecting people's lives. Like a guy by the name of Paul Mulungu up in Richmond. He came from the Congo a few years ago. But through his work and efforts in the community, many, many people are getting a chance, not only to find jobs, but to adjust into this country that he came and found it very, very strange. You know what I mean? It's wonderful that a guy like that now has been able to kind of connect with hundreds, if not thousands of people, just through a little step. He's got this little, immigrant adjustment center. One of those deals where you go and you learn computers, you learn to speak English, you learn Canadian way. I mean, and he pulled this together by his own effort, with the help of the federal government's funding. And that's the kind of guy I want you to know about, because there are people like, many of us like that, did this back in the 1800s, you know, in church basements, in people's homes, you know, when a lot of people didn't think much of us, you know, and I want you to know about that. And hopefully maybe you can do that where you come from, or where he comes from, you know.
Any last words for the people of jane-finch.com?
Hey, this is fantastic. Any vehicle of information, I support. We need it. JaneAndFinch.com, I'm sure, will inspire people, because I mean, you're basically doing what I like to do best, give out information, you know, about whatever. Could be Black, could be white, as long as it's inspiring, you know, and it motivates people, I'm all there.
Okay.
So good for you. Okay. Yeah, great.
So I'm here with Robert Small, who is the artist behind those really well-known Black History Month.
Fantastic. Exhilarating.
Black History Month posters that we see every year at, you know, places around the community. Robert, I read about you online, about your last name. That's not your real last name. Can you talk a bit about that and about why you're here today and why it's important?
I'm here today to basically support the Jane Finch community as well as the TCHC and trying to put on an event for Black History Month that's going to stimulate the community, stimulate its members, and propel them forward. But with regard to the article that you mentioned about my last name, it goes back to a story that I had when I was about 7 or 8 years old in Barbados, where my parents took me on a tour of a plantation when we're on vacation there. Not my pick, but anyways, right? They took us there, and the person who owned the plantation was showing us around, and they showed a list of names of some of the slaves. And he made the comment how that during slavery, the plantation owner would give some of the African slaves the last name based on a characteristic, or if the slave owner would give them his last name. So I was looking at the different lists of the different names, and I seen the name Small, and I brought it up to my parents. I go, well, hey, our names, they're on the wall, right? And the guy just kind of tried laughing it off, saying that, well, you know, that was back then, right? But obviously you keep on remembering that. So even though I value my last name and, you know, I recognize what my parents have accomplished, I still am very knowledgeable that my name is probably more than likely, you know, was given to me by a plantation owner, right? Because it's not like you're going to come across people from Africa named, you know, Smith and stuff like that, right? So I think we really have to address that, because there's a psychological effect that I think hampers us to this very day when you know that your last name isn't like of your own design, right? Like, what's your name?
Roberts.
Roberts? Oh, okay. Well, that ain't going to be common in West Africa, I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, you know, so it's always a mystery as to where these origins came from and where the African history came into play, and then someone else interjected and slammed the last name Roberts, or Small in my case, on us, right? So that's basically it.
What's the website where people can get more information about your artwork?
Legacyfestival.com? Yeah, Legacy Festival, thelegacyfestival.com or thelegacyposter.com.ca, right? So, yeah, so they can check it out and just Google my name, Robert Small, poster and stuff like that, and it should come up. Right?
How long does it normally take you to make a poster?
It usually takes about 3 or 4 months, really, but half of the time it's me also researching the idea. You know, and researching the people that are going to be profiled, and I usually pick like 2 men, 2 women. I usually get them from different parts of the country and everything, right?
And how do you normally choose who you want to feature?
Well, yeah, well, usually it's based upon what they've accomplished, and sometimes it doesn't have to be that they're some brand name and everything, but even at a grassroots level, what they've accomplished in assisting people in the community, right? Because sometimes that has more of an impact than someone who's just been on TV, right? You know, but more so about their credibility. In the community as well, right?
Okay, well, yeah. Thanks for talking to us.
Yeah, okay, all right, I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
So, can you guys just tell me a bit about who you guys are and what you guys did today?
Well, we're Nerds Gone Wild, and today we danced at this event.
Can you tell me why today's event was important to you guys?
Because it's Black History Month, and we like to support our culture, our community.
Can you give us a little sample right here? What you guys do?
Like a dance?
A little dance, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Thank you.
Awesome.
Thank you.
Great. I'd like to acknowledge Councillor Maria Ajimeri, who is here. Please give us a moment. I'd like to acknowledge Paul Nguyen from jfinch.com. Paul, can you give a wave?